Blog Talk Radio.
That you can jail a revolutionary, but you can't jail a revolution.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm from the Township Alive, a progressive intellectual, adult, late night, happy network. We are going to get right into the subject matter on this Mars vs. Venus show. Is there honesty between us? Men versus women, this is the biggest lie. Okay, you know, I'll start off with the fact. Right now, the studio have with me, Mr. What's your name again?
So, what's up, folks? What's going on, people? Happy New Year. Happy 2015. Hope everybody brought it well. This is Lou. L-U-E. Simple as that. How y'all doing?
All right. So I guess you told you who we were. All right, Mr. Let's talk right into it. So we get the female callers coming in. So to have a couple of guys come in and represent. But let's get right to it. Who's the bigger lie? Men or women? What you think, Mr. Luke?
I'm going to say straight off the bat, yo, sorry, gentlemen, we lie. We just bigger liars. And I'm going to say this much. We bigger liars, right? But the women are better liars. There's a difference. You know, it kind of like starts off with what we was as kids, as men, you know, boys, you know, we learn to brag, you know, to other kids about stuff that we did or stuff that we saw, you know, little stories that we told, like, oh, yeah, I went fishing with my dad, we caught a big fish, or, you know, I was playing on basketball, and I shot this three-point shot from half court. That shit was mad far. I shot everybody's face. You know, we try to amp things up more than normal. So, yeah, that makes us bigger lies. On that accord, or you know, talked about, you know, oh, you know, I got a great car, and yeah, it's a great car, except it's about 30 years old, so you know, it's not really like that great, you know, but okay, but that's how you perceive it, and so therefore you carry them both to tell people. So yeah, men are bigger liars, women are better ones. That's the way I see.
Ha! What? I don't know about that, brother. I'll tell you what, it looks like we do have another ad. Right. Let her end the conversation.
Hey, that looks like Hayato, Hayato.
Oh, there she is. Who is that?
You know who it is. Do I really? Come on. I'm going to say it's the callers and the listeners, but you know who I am. It's Lady K-I-L to the Z, okay? A.K.A. Madam Always Turned Up, okay?
Hi, so, Always Turned Up on Friday night on the Adult Tapping
Network. Already know. You already know. You already know.
Right.
So, yeah. You're talking about who's the best liars. Say hello to whom? I heard there's an extra new voice. Who? Hello. How are you?
Yeah, that's Mr. Lou. He said something about being a bigger liar.
Yes.
Men
are
the bigger liars, but women
yes,
are
they
the
are.
Better liars.
Yes, we are the better liars because we pay attention to details, boo. Y'all lie and forget what y'all done said and y'all slip up. Women, we on top of that. We keep it. I don't know why, but we have that. We pay attention to details, so when we say something, especially if it's to the opposite sex, we're on top of what to say to not fuck it up. You know what I mean?
So we're the better bullshit artists.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, we're the best liars. Not saying it's okay to be lying to people. Not saying it's okay. But if we had to get down to doing it, yeah, we would definitely wear the crown on that. I have to agree with Lou. Is that your name, hon? Lou?
Yeah, that's me. It's Lou.
Yeah. All right. I would have to agree with Lou. We are better at lying than men are.
Now, why is that?
Like I said, we pay attention to detail.
Because
y'all can say something, y'all forget what y'all story done, y'all forget the story y'all done concocted all up, and then y'all end up slipping up.
Okay.
You know
I
what
was
I mean?
I was saying that we as males kind of like are conditioned at an early age about, you know, just exaggerating, you know, boasting
right.
about things that we did or things that we saw to our friends and our other people, you know, just to make us to stand out of the crowd. So right then and there, we're already, like, you know, perceiving and telling lies, you know, but it's not as to the deceptive nature that the female perpetrates on a real cold front to some extent. You know, men just run their mouths and just sometimes get into shit because of that.
Yeah.
Women, on the hand, they can calculate.
We're more calculated. We're more calculated than men are when it comes to certain things.
No, but don't get me wrong. You know, there are the extremes, you know, like someone like a Bernie Madoff. That motherfucker perpetrated a lie, a big ass lie.
Oh, wow.
And exploited people. So,
They are con artists. Yeah, there's some people that's like a gift for them. They have the gift of gab, so they always got that, you know, lion gene pat down pat, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's a different state of deception. I mean, now when you're talking about Madoff, Brother Lou, I mean, that's, you know, man on man, and that's man trying to corrupt himself so he can get more money. We're talking about the relationship.
Huh.
You know, there's a big lie, you know, between men and women in the realm of relationship. And to me, I'm sorry. I don't agree necessarily that men are the bigger lie. I think that women are truly the bigger lie.
Okay, so when you say women are the bigger lies, please elaborate, my brother. And talk closer to the mic.
Okay, well, of course, when you first meet anybody, you're not going to know everything about them. You know, it's a gradual process, like anything. But I think that women intentionally hold that shit. That they can definitely read in the beginning.
You cut in and out, you're getting low, and like, I'm trying to make out what you're saying.
I'm saying that I think that women intentionally withhold shit in the beginning. You know, I think that you need support shit. You know, if you knew that you've been out there, you knew that you screwed a whole bunch of different dudes, and if we go up to Walmart somewhere and 9 out of 10, you're going to bend up, walk into one of the dudes you're screwed, you know, you need to give a dude a good point. You know, let them know, hey, you know, we might go out, we might bump into some people that I done dealt with in the past. I don't think a lot of them do.
Well, I gotta say, it depends on the actual individual. I agree that men are bigger liars, and women are better liars, but also there's individuals that is, they just don't know how to tell the truth and be real and honest about a motherfucking thing. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of women that, you know, they always telling stories or whatever to try to manipulate, you know, dudes for whatever reason. And they'll probably get away with it more because they are considered attractive or whatever. You know what I mean? So the guys that they're lying to are falling for it. You know what I'm saying? Especially when there's a sexual situation involved. The guys are like, oh, well, all right, you know, okay. You know what I'm saying? So guys fall for it because they're just, like, enchanted by her beauty and shit. You know what I'm saying? But guys, y'all lie about any fucking thing. Y'all lie
that's
about what
bullshit.
Y'all have for breakfast. Y'all lie about what y'all ate for breakfast. Like, what you ate for breakfast.
Yeah,
what dog, dog, man, I had a 5-star meal, dog.
It's my real hell. I don't have number one child. Get out of here with that. I'm going to school to better myself. I'm just stripping for a little while. Fuck out of here.
Well, I don't know about the stripper world because I don't partake in them things, you know. I don't partake in them things. But, I know a lot of guys that lie for no damn reason. And then whenever they say they lie, they got to be like true story, real talk. And if it's really real what you're saying, why you got to accentuate it with true story or real talk? You know what I mean? Because you want people to fall for this, for the BS you're throwing at them. Like, if you're an honest person off the bat, you don't have to accentuate that what you're saying is a fact or if it's true or
that's
not.
True.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of guys that they just be rambling, and then they be like, yo, true story, facts. You know, shut the hell up because you lying and you know it. You know, guys, they feel like they got a lie to get to be looked at a certain way or to, you know, access this certain status in people's eyes that they feel they have to feel. You know what I mean? It's like a lack of insecurity on their part, you know, because a secure man don't got to lie about shit. He don't give a fuck what a motherfucker think, you know?
Okay.
Don't care for niggas.
But then let's
compare
stupid stories. You want to do that?
Say what?
How about you,
say
Brother
what?
Lou? Y'all want to compare stupid stories?
Stupid stories, you said?
Yeah.
I don't know what
number
stupid you want to start at.
Right.
Stories go. So,
No, I mean stupid. What's the stupidest, the dumbest, obvious lie that a person of the other sex has ever told you?
Oh, well, let's start off with the physical. Women don't lie about their weight.
Yeah.
And then as you move up in age, you know, the lies continue to grow. If we move from weight to age, you know, from age to, you know, sexual partners, it's funny because as the older they get, the number seems to stay around the fucking same as it was like when they were 22 or 25.
Right. Who you fooling?
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
No.
I wouldn't know nothing about that because I'm honest and real.
Oh, for real, nothing. I get the old, quick count. Oh, yeah, I'm in such a part of my life. I'm 22. I'm like, come on, hold on. 22 was probably when, you know, I give you a break, when you freaked out. And then went out on a run and stuff, like one night stands here and there, you know.
So is it my phone or y'all breaking up?
So she did it, but she gave me a number that's exaggerated. And I'm looking at her, wait a minute, you're 39. You got two kids. You're telling me 22. Come on, slap me across the face with your foot. What's wrong with you?
Okay.
Yeah,
I heard,
well,
like,
basically,
what
she said. I know it's breaking up, it's that mic again. But let me say this, the gist of what he's saying is that, you know, women lie about age, they lie about weight, they lie about things that are so, you know, menial. And so, what's the dumbest one you've heard out of all those, though?
Oh, wow. The dumbest one I've heard.
Oh my God, I'm having difficulty hearing you guys.
Oh, he said, what was the dumbest thing you've heard while he's trying to think of one?
Okay. What was the dumbest thing I heard while he's trying to think of one? I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss, yeah.
Come on, that's more of a bragging up a title.
Right,
you know,
but they work at McDonald's talking about I'm a boss. You the boss of flipping burgers, motherfucker? Fuck you bossing up on.
That's just a misrepresentation. The biggest blatant lie.
I have no kids. I don't have any kids.
Okay, ooh, right. Yeah. Okay.
I have no kids. Yeah, that's one of the most, to me, that's the one that stuck out to me the most, because that's big. Don't lie on your children. Don't lie about how many children you got. That's foul.
So
those are your children.
All free.
Yeah. One of the most biggest.
One of my favorite ones. Can I hear now? Y'all got me? All right, here's the question. My favorite one. I've never done anything.
I'm struggling hearing her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You heard what he said?
No, I heard his voice, but I couldn't make out what he said.
I've never done anything like that before.
Okay, well, that's good. You shouldn't lie on your babies or about having babies or not having babies.
No, you know, you're talking about certain sexual situations.
No, I
love you. How about I love you? You ever told a girl I love you just to get it or just to get something?
No. That's a violation.
No, never, not even
when you was young and dumb and full of cum? Not even when you was young and dumb and full of cum?
All right, slow down. Never told a woman I love you just to get some action. Nah, that's a no.
Okay. But there are some guys out there that have done that.
I agree. But those are the ones that don't get the point. I mean, if what you're trying to do is get the bottom line, then some dudes will go there just to get that. But, you know, women are forewarned about situations like that. I mean, you know an asshole when you see one.
Yeah.
By now, you should at least know it.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Oh,
so, that's my point. But you know what? The dumbest thing I've heard, if I can add mine now, is that this is my real hair. I mean, come on now. Short real.
This is my real hair.
This is my real
hair. I don't lie about my hair. I got long hair, and I never had a weave. I never had a weave. You can see my pictures. That's all me. I grew it. Yep. Yes, I did. It is my hair. I never had to lie about.
This is an adult tapping. What kind of pictures you posting?
I have simple pictures, conservative pictures, nothing freaky, no booty shots, none of that stuff, because, you know, I respect myself.
All right, so, hey, let's talk about that.
Yeah,
why do women
I don't
get
mind talking.
That's
freaky.
A lie within itself. Why
What's
do
a lie
get
within itself?
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Why do women get on, you know, well, not all women, of course, but why do some women get on, like, Facebook, Instagram, and post a picture of them have, you know, with the half naked ass out or whatever. And then next couple of pictures you got kids. Fuck out.
Because they are sadly lost and misguided, and they are not leaders, they are followers, and they want attention, and they use social media. Because, like, if a person gets mad likes on a picture, that kind of, like, strokes their ego. Oh, wow, people like it, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And they feel that in social media, in order for them to get attention or to be noticed, that they have to post pictures like that. But the only attention you're getting is to be fucked and not be taken seriously. Ain't no one going to wipe you up with pictures like that on social media. You disrespecting yourself as a woman if you're going to post
right.
pictures of your booty and all that stuff. You know, like, I'm not acting holier than thou. I done made some mistakes in my younger days.
Right.
You know what I mean? But, like, you know, I had to realize that this is not the type of attention that I want. The attention that I want is from someone who's going to take me seriously and want to build something with me, not someone who just wants to hit it and quit it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah, because if
so
you're
you
posting
to
see... Huh?
So why do you think some women settle?
Why do I think some women settle?
Why do you think so many people settle? Settle for lies.
Because they are lost.
They're lost.
You know, I don't want to go into the whole depth of, you know, well, majority of folks in the black community don't have their father in their life and stuff like that, because most women who do have their father in their life carry themselves a little bit better because their father shows them that, you know, you got to respect yourself, you're a queen, you know, whatever, whatever. Then you have the chicks that do have a father in their life, but they grew up in such dysfunction that they don't know any better. You know, it's a lot of dysfunction in the melanated community inside of the homes, which shows because of the way we act towards each other and the way we carry ourselves on social media, and you know, in the world, you know, it's a lot of dysfunction. So that's probably part of why folks settle for the BS. A lot of women are looking for love in all the wrong places, and you know, if you're looking for love actively. It's not hard to find dick if you're just looking for dick, you know what I mean? But if you're looking for love as a woman, you're not going to find the one that you really deserve or that one you feel you should have, you know, the one you really deserve. You're going to find a whole bunch of motherfuckers that ain't about shit because you're out there looking. If you're not looking, then you focus on being a good woman, being a better person. You know, 9 times out of 10 folks have kids and being a better mother. You know, if you're not looking and you just focus on you, your king will find you. Same for the men. Your queen will find you. When you're not looking, that's usually how it works.
Yeah,
when
but
you're looking,
on me coming up on me crying and shit. And what you said was a good point. It was a very good point. So,
yeah.
With women out here looking for love, but hold on, baby, that's what I'm saying. If women out here looking for love, doesn't that make them more susceptible to lying? You know, ready and very willing to make up any kind of story. In order to kind of fit their needs so
yeah.
that they can get their woman.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so
not
then,
all women are like that. Not all women are like that, but there are women that are doing things of that nature.
True. But I'm saying because a man here, Lou, was talking about men was a bigger liar, and you kind of co-signed in on that. I'm trying to stand up for the problem. I think that women are the bigger liars. I think that because, you know, the dream and aspirations of love, you know, are so big, but because the perception of what love is nowadays is so tainted, you know, more women are willing to lie about what they have in order to obtain what they want.
Mm-hmm. Well, that stems from the dysfunction that they grew up around. You know what I'm saying? They probably grew up in a household, single mother household, and mom always has some new nigga, excuse my French, some new cat every other week. You know what I'm saying? In the house.
Right.
Coming through, they see their mom being treated like a quote-unquote thot. I'm mad I said that word. But, yeah, they see their mom acting like a thot, posting booty shots and, you know, pictures and, you know, carrying themselves a certain way. So they're going to emulate what they see, which is the problem with our community to begin with. They're going to emulate what they see. They see folks, you know, out there posting pictures of half-naked, you know, booty shots just to get attention, just to get love, just to feel like they loved or whatever. A secure woman doesn't have to do that, you know? And then you get chicks that's hating on other chicks, you know what I'm saying, because she got real hair or she light-skinned or she this or she got that good hair or whatever the fuck, or she got a big ass and I don't, or she got big titties and I don't, or she gets more attention from men than I don't. Like, it's stupid, you know what I'm saying? And it allows them to feed into this insecurity that they have. I'm not going to lie. I used to be like that. I'm not like that no more. I had to learn the hard way. You know, I'm not saying I used to post half-naked pictures and nothing like that. That's not what I did. But, you know, I used to look for love in all the wrong places. You know, carry myself a certain way. And I used to always have a booty call on deck, you know, and, like, now I'm not like that. I'm celibate. If I'm not in a relationship, ain't nobody fucking. What I mean. You know what I mean? And I used to be always with, you know, casual sex and stuff like that, but it's not healthy. It's not healthy for the spirit. It's not healthy for, if you know, for what you really want and what you really want to attract into your life. It's not healthy at all. So it's just like, you know, the dysfunction that we're around. The community, especially the melanated community, we're surrounded by, you know, negative dysfunction. You know, like, women see how men look at women. Oh, she got a fat ass. Oh, yo, son, yo, you seen that ass? Like, so they out there going out to get butt shots just so they could get that attention from men. You know what I'm saying? They out there putting their lives on the line, because there's a lot of women that's dying from these surgeries, plastic surgery and stuff, just so they could feel more desirable by the opposite, from the, you know, for the opposite sex. And then, you know, it's that dysfunction, that we're a product of the dysfunction in our communities. Right or wrong?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, because I got quiet on the motherfucker. Shit, I'm trying to figure it out. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm trying to get the mic thing situated all
the way. Yeah, because you definitely are having microphone issues right now. So, yeah, it's the dysfunction that we all grew up around. And back in the day, you couldn't be a baby mama. You had to be married. So people were getting married just because the girl got pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Now it's okay to be a baby mama with 800 baby daddies, you know, looking for child. Like, society has created this, it's okay to be, you know, a baby mama. You know, back in our parents' days, your father had to court your mother. He had to get permission from your father. You know what I'm saying? It was way different.
Yeah, no doubt.
Now it's like, hey, if you're not fucking, you ain't cool. Oh, you still a virgin? Oh, my God. They still make you.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't suck dick? Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it is like
that.
Yeah. That
means that type of pressure means that it creates a situation where the mom, in order to keep up with the Kardashians, you know.
Right. Say again? I said Kardashians, right.
Yeah, you know, and if you think about it, that within itself is a sense of mind.
Mm-hmm.
They go out and shots and the implants and stuff like that. I mean,
yep.
You know how the shit's going to look when you turn 60 or 70?
It's ridiculous. So it's like society is also conditioning us. Now it's like, you know, no offense to, not trying to talk smack about people who are gay or whatever, but it's like society is enforcing a gay agenda on us, especially the black folks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now you got guys walking around these tight-ass jeans and still got the nerve to sag it. Like, why you sagging your jeans and they fucking fitting and tight? You got skinny jeans on and you still sagging your jeans. Like, that shit is so annoying to me.
Yeah, and that's gonna be on Tuesday's show. About social imprint and the agenda.
Yeah.
In the military community. But right now we are uncensored. So keep that bullshit. And talk about what it's supposed to be about. And what
right.
it's supposed to be about the fact that your estrogen laced species are liars. And they're bigger liars than men.
Disagree, but whatever.
You motherfucking out there.
Disagree, but whatever.
You disagree, but whatever. No, you absorb that shit because you know it's true.
No. I agree with your homeboy, Luke.
Thank you.
I agree with what he said. Now, what you're saying, Mr. Ghost Host number 8, what you're saying, I'm not going to agree with because a lot of women
share some research.
A lot of women don't lie.
I came across. I found this in Forbes magazine.
Uh-huh.
Love the internet. Love smartphones. Shout out to smartphones and technology. Only
mm-hmm.
when it works. So there's a study done by the School of Stockholm.
Uh-huh.
Economics. School of Economics in Stockholm.
Okay.
And they found that men significantly are more likely than women to lie to secure a monetary benefit. So when it comes to getting cream, paper, cash, and all that comes with it, yeah, men will definitely go a bit further than women.
I disagree.
You disagree with everything.
How can you disagree against something that was done, huh?
It was
all research that's done, Holmes, ain't always done in an equal community.
Yeah, I understand subjectivism and everything, but it's out there for you to read and see.
Okay, check this out. Now, if we're saying that men are in pursuit of all monetary things, and they want to lie about it, okay, I'll go there with you. But let's go further than that. Now, I hear even a lot of people talking about women's lib, this women's lib, that it was bad for the melanated community. I think that's bullshit, too. For the simple fact that meant that once women had to get out there and get on an even plane so that they could work with men and could compete with those wages, they had to lie worse than men did. Because think about it. Now, if men had to lie to get to the point where they had to try to get that little bit of money, and if they've already put women on a lower level than what men are, then they have to elevate themselves even twice as hard as men. Now, I appreciate women for that, but I still think that you women are more a better lie because you have to climb more.
Now, you also got to understand we live in a sexist society as well. You know what I mean? And that could possibly have a result on why women feel like they have to fib about certain things.
Okay, lie for necessity. Lie for necessity.
Like,
that's fine.
Right,
I understand that.
Like, right. I see, in my opinion, it's like we live in a sexist society. It's male-dominated everything, right? So women may have to tell a lie here and there just to get certain respect or certain, you know, respect, status, or whatever, you know what I mean, to get to where they want to go.
Right, but if you got to work twice as hard, you got to lie twice as hard.
It's not always the case. That's not always the case with every situation. You know what I mean? But being that, like I said, the male-dominated society we live in, they always look at you like, oh, you just a bitch, so what the fuck you got to tell me? I ain't going to listen to no bitch. You know what I mean? That's the mentality that the society has, you know? And so, man, I'm not mad if they got to tell a lie to manipulate something. if it's for their benefit, if because they're treated as just a bitch. You know what I'm saying? It depends on the situation. If you're dealing with the opposite sex and you're trying to get in a relationship and build and all that, everybody should be honest and upfront, everything on the table, because if there's no trust, there's nothing.
That's true.
You know what I mean? But some folks don't know how to be honest, and they don't feel like they feel like if they do tell the truth, that's gonna be, you know, that's gonna work against them, as opposed to, yo, I respected him for keeping it real with me. You know, some guys are gonna lie to get the pussy, and some dudes are saying, look, I'm just looking for pussy. You know what I'm saying? So the dudes that's saying, hey, I'm just looking for pussy, they're gonna find bitches to buzz, you know, to bust it open for him. And then the guys are gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? The guys are gonna lie to get the pussy. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna hurt women along the way because they got the female thinking. They got the female thinking that, you know, it's all about her and he's trying to build something with her and he really likes her and stuff like that. So I feel at the end of the day, nobody should, if it's regarding relationships, nobody should be telling no fucking lies, as you know, regarding relationships. Everybody should be honest, real, and upfront. You know what I mean? If you want to fuck with me and you want to be on my team, bam, 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 bam. This is what it is. Either you fucks with it or you don't. I'm letting you know what it is from the dough, from the jump. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that would get you way more respect and way more love at the end of the day.
That would, if that was realistic, and if this was a realistic society. But if you look at the way of the culture, if you look at the TV, come on now.
The music
TV
promotes the dysfunction that I'm talking about.
Right, but see, even more so than that, it promotes the acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
That's saying this.
Yeah.
And so when it's either to accept those kind of illusions, it's either put yourself in situations where you can lie.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it still goes back to the fact that you women are the biggest liars. You are, man. Accept your position. And that's what we're here to, you know, that's what we did. We debate. So I'm keeping the position, and I think that women are the biggest liars. And you keep saying that men are. And then
men,
I don't know this. What?
There's a lot of men that lie for no reason. They lie for no reason. And it's not necessarily to the opposite sex. They lie for try to get props from their homies. They lie, you know, because some dudes lie just to not explain themselves. You know what I'm
saying?
Okay,
that's the Lane LaBar shit. We ain't talking about little Lane LaBar. We're talking about men. We're not talking about dudes that's up on the corner bullshit talking about dumb shit. We're talking about men that have active lives, educated, that have some simple purpose in life. Some sense of direction. Okay. Now, we all know that these people are all placed in situations like a lot. Okay, we established that. But I still say that on women.
Well, I felt like I had to accentuate on that because it was to help prove my motherfucking point. All right, homie?
I mean, I got you, player. And I got your point, player. I still say the women. Clear. That's it. This is Mars versus Venus.
Yes.
We're supposed to be on your debate.
Yeah. You daggone motherfucking right. Shit.
Well, then, tell me why you motherfuckers lie so much.
Listen, I ain't one of those people. I can't speak
to
that.
Come on. You mean it, baby. I'm on.
All right. I mean, I'm the only female here, too, holding it down for the Krizan, all right? So,
well, what am I doing?
I'm going
to hold it down for the fellas. Then they listen to the bullshit that you're talking about. I'm holding it down for the fellas. I'm saying you motherfuckers lie.
Right. Everybody lies.
I guess that makes me what they say, Switzerland. I'm neutral. Just because I'm taking good opinions from sides.
Listen, but I agree with you, Mr. Switzerland.
And that bullshit has research on the world.
I agree with you, Mr. Switzerland.
Man.
Because, guys, you can't front. Maybe you're not that type of dude, Mr. Ghost Host number 8. Maybe you're not that type of dude that lie for no reason. I'm not. Maybe that's why you feel like it doesn't apply to you and you feel like, oh, no, it's not me. It's not like that. It's the women that are the biggest liars. But there are a lot of men from jump. You even said it when, you know, y'all conditioned to do that from childhood. You know what I mean? Y'all conditioned to do that from childhood. There are a lot of guys from jump that lie for no fucking reason. Like, it's just in them to tell a fib. And then it's like, man, why you gotta lie? Just be honest. And they lie. They lie so much that they can't keep up with the lies, and the shit ends up blowing up in their daggone face.
Yeah.
You know, okay. Like, be honest.
Okay, let me concede this point. You understand, right? I'll give you that. Live for stupid ass shit. I've gotten into come on, man, for real. You could have did better than that one. You could have said something better than that one. So that's true. And women are a lot more classy with the lies they tell. You know, you got to pretty much, well, some women are pretty good. You know, some women, you got to actually catch them with your eyes. Stop in order to believe it.
I think I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty good, and I have lied in the past.
Disagree with the brother.
And never got caught. I'm going to say never, because nobody never caught me. You know what I'm saying? So if I choose to let you catch me, you know what I'm saying? That's when
what?
I'm at that point where I don't give a fuck.
Hold on.
I'm talking about my past. I'm not talking about me now. I'm a whole different person now. I'm not like that now. I don't lie. I don't feel like I have to lie. I keep the G from the door. You know I keep the G from the door. I have no problem keeping the fucking G. You know that, Mr.
I was about to ether your ass.
You ain't ether in nothing because they nothing to ether. She ain't
nothing. What you mean? Okay, well, check this out. What do you mean? Because I've heard this before. What the fuck do you mean?
You sound like you said some type of way, though.
He will not catch me. He will not catch me unless I allow him to.
Yes.
Because there's women that say shit like that.
All right. The reason, what I mean by that is you come to a certain point. When you're dealing with a certain type of motherfucker, you come to a certain point where you don't give a fuck no more. You know what I'm saying? So if he catches you, oh, fucking well. If I wanted to get caught, it's because I wanted to get caught. Now, I have not gotten caught. And I kept it like that when I did my dirt in the past. I'm talking about the past now, not me now. I'm not like that now. I'm all 100% real, keep it funky, no problem. But the past, shit, when I was doing my dirt and I had to do my dirt, shit, I've had multiple occasions where the people I was fucking and in a relationship with and the side nigga met each other and chilled in the same spot and nothing happened. So, you know what I'm saying? That you got to be pretty nice.
Did they know?
You got to, huh?
Did they know about each other?
The side nigga knew, not the main nigga.
Okay.
And the side nigga, you know, he knew his position. You know what I'm saying? I've had the niggas in the same room saying what's up to each other. This is my past now, okay? This is not the me now, all right? I got to catch
you
with that.
Keep
yeah, so this is, I've had numerous, well, maybe about twice. Yeah, twice. I've had the nigga I'm fucking with now meeting the nigga I'm cheating on him with, and they saying what's up, that's what's good. Hey, what up, homie? You know what I mean? I was thinking I'm nice. Like, damn, I'm nice with it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But see, now we're talking real. So that emboldens the ego. But you have no sense.
But it wasn't, I didn't purposely, see, the thing is, it happened to work out that way.
Right.
It wasn't like I strategically planned it for them to meet each other, because that was not the case at all. Oh, no, because that would create an uncomfortable situation. You know what I mean? So, but it happened to work out that way. And when it did work out that way, nothing exploded. Nothing got blown up in my face. You know what I mean? And it was all cool, calm, and collective. You know what I'm saying? I didn't purposely plan it. Like, oh, let me see how nice I am. Let me see if I could get away with it. It just happened that way. And of course, I was sitting there, like, oh, I hope such and such don't say something. You know, I'm not gonna front. I was sitting there, like, kind of shook, like, oh shit. Just about to give, you know, but when shit didn't go down, I was like, damn, I'm nice with a year. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I felt. Shit, there was times
that's
I with my main nigga. There's times
that's
I with my there was times I was with my main nigga in the car and I was talking to the side nigga on the phone and my main nigga didn't know that I was talking to the side nigga. He just thought I was talking to someone I was in school with. You know what I mean? Just doing shit like that. Now it's never okay to do anything like that. That's straight foul. I would that's not cool. But you know, I was young and dumb. You know what I mean?
Kill.
I was young and dumb.
Kill.
Yeah.
We've all went through our period of exploration and ourselves.
Yeah.
I mean, so we don't need this claim on that. This is adult Kathy. Come on.
So what happened? You act like I'm not keeping the G. What happened?
Well, I mean, that's cool. I mean, I respect your G. No doubt about it. My only question was, what did that do for your ego? And
it
the
choked the fuck out my ego.
I bet it did. But the connectivity that you between you and your major, that didn't make you feel no type of way? Well, I guess if you was cheating on him, I guess it didn't matter.
Of course. Of course. I was completely uncomfortable. It's, yeah. The last situation I did it in, I was completely uncomfortable. It was coming to the point where I was nervous. Like, yeah, I was. It was fucking with me. It was fucking with me. I have a conscience. I'm not just a grimy motherfucker. Oh, God, whatever. It is what it is. Nah, I have a conscience. You know what I mean? I don't fucking just shit on people just for saying, hey, fuck it. It is what it is. Nah, it wasn't like that.
Right.
Yeah, I felt bad. I felt bad. And I was like, damn, if that was me, I would not like that shit. I wouldn't want no one to do that to me. You know what I mean? So I had to rectify the situation. Oh, I couldn't, like, I couldn't continue. I couldn't continue living that life because that shit is too stressful. I couldn't continue living a double life. It's too stressful. It was too much. It's too much stress.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not the type that wants to fucking, you know, leave a long line of broken hearts in my path. No, that's not cool because what you put out there comes back to you. You know what I mean? But it's just.
Yeah.
No excuse. There's no excuse for what I did at all. No excuse. No excuse.
Well, see,
but,
you know, but the thing about it is that, you know, our experiences are not to be judged. You know, especially
right.
if you're not something from us.
Right.
And that's the most thing. That's the best thing about it. Now, like I said,
right.
it's the ones that get older and they keep doing the same shit. And, you know, with no consequence.
Yeah, that means it's dumb. You just
or
dumb.
Whatever
happens, you deserve it.
A bunch of feeling, then that's when
right.
the issue.
Yeah, then you're
but,
dumb, and whatever happens to you, you brought upon yourself, you deserve whatever the fuck happens to you.
Okay, let's talk about lying in the bedroom. How about that?
I never lied in the bedroom, ever.
Was you?
I don't
first
recall
of all,
lying.
Why do you think stupid-ass questions like, how many people have you been with? Like, number one, he thinks he's going to get the truth. And then number two, like, you know, shit, does he really want to know that? I know I don't. Mm-hmm. Hey, what you did before me was your business.
It doesn't matter. Right, because I don't do that. Like, I don't ask questions. Maybe when I was younger, how many people been with? Like, nah, but now, I don't care what you went through before me. If you're going to be, if you fuck with me now, that's all I give a fuck right now is now. Like, what happened in the past is in the past. It doesn't matter how many heifers you had or none of that shit, because it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
No. I gotta be honest.
As long as you STD free and you don't got baby
right.
mama drama, you know what I mean? That's all I really care about if I'm gonna fuck with somebody right now. You don't bring me no motherfucking diseases. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't gonna have no fucking baby mamas trying to fuck with me or come at me or fucking say anything or whatever. No drama. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I wanna say this. I wanna say that I think that part of the reason why the men that I'm trying to defend that believe that women are the bigger lie is because these cheap bitches, and I'm about to explain what cheap bitch is.
Okay,
because
cheap with the
cheap
pussy?
Bitches are the, I'm about to tell you, cheap bitches are the ones that make the value of, you know, women like yourself shoot plummet. You know, because they're willing to do so much ratchet shit.
Uh-huh.
Case in point. This is a true story.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped to get some gas out of my gas station. About 12-something. Did I tell you that story?
Nah,
oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, you know where we at, right? You know where things pop, right? So, stop to get some gas. You don't like to sit down. Not attractive. But I went inside the, gas station for gas, but and before I went in, she actually didn't have any change. I was like, check you when I get out. So when I went back out, I gave her a buck. I was going to the car. But then Shorty says, I'm trying to have a good time. You got some more change. I looked at like, fuck out of it. And I went right up to my car and I drove up. After I spent about 15 minutes right behind the gas station. No, I'm kidding.
So wait, bring that back? You were on the gas station and what?
No, you didn't get that. Y'all, she So she basically solicited me after I gave her some change. She was like on the low. She was like, "Hey, I'm trying, you know, trying to do something else for some more."
What if my folks say they can't hear what you're saying, yo? The fucking mic. You need to stop using that Sony My First Mic.
Look here. Check this out. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
All right, now. Did you miss a story?
Well, I didn't miss it, but one of my people said that I told the call in. They inboxed me and said that they can't make out what you're saying.
Okay. Okay, here we go. I'm going to say this one more time. I stopped to get some gas.
Uh-huh.
This chick asked me for some change.
Uh-huh.
So I checked her when I left out the gas station.
Uh-huh.
When I left out, I gave a buck. I went back towards my car. And
right.
The chick says, "Hey, I'm trying to get, you know, try to get some more change. You trying to do something for us?" I said, "Fuck out of here," and I got back in my car and left.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I was saying. I said, cheap bitches, those are the ones that make the value of decent women's pussy plummet.
Okay.
I'm telling you,
okay.
It's like, yo,
she finally got it.
Okay.
Cheap bitch.
Okay. Well, I'm not one of those women, so I can't understand
that mentality. No, we would never put you in that category. That's my point. I said that.
No,
I know.
My point is, I can't understand that perspective of those type of cheap bitches because I'm not one of those women, so I don't think like that. Oh, let's go. Well, come on with it, partner.
We can give you plenty of examples of cheap bitches.
Well, come on, Cletus, come on.
Lou, throw me a cheap bitch example.
Well, talk to the mic, Lou. Talk to the mic.
And talk to the mic, Lou.
Here we go. 2-1-2.
Yeah, I'm listening. Checking 1-2 microphone. Uh-huh. Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, cheap bitch. Example. Exhibit A.
Exhibit A. Yeah, boy.
Shorty calls you on the phone. Invites you out.
Right.
Says, "Hey, you know what? I want to take you out to the restaurant. Let's go get something to eat and drink. Spend some time." Cool. We get there. Guess who pays? Not her.
Wow.
Bitch.
Wow, you got caught, son. Sucker.
How you
okay,
gonna invite
that's
me
out
to
that's
spend
foul.
My fucking money? You trick on my birthday.
That was on your birthday.
That's
foul.
A low experience I had to deal with.
That's foul. If you say, "Hey, let's go out," and you get the motherfucker to pay for his own meal and drink on his birthday.
And that was actually Exhibit B. Because Exhibit A was my first.
Yes, it was. True.
But I got Exhibit C for you.
Okay.
Cheap bitch. You ask her, "Hey, what you want for your birthday?" Right.
Uh-huh.
You try and be nice. She tells you, I want a $500 Michael Kors bag.
Wait, what?
Hold on.
Okay.
She tells you she wants a $500 Michael Kors bag. I'm like, we're on a date for about 2 months. Fuck you mean?
I'm glad my mama raised me to be different. Because if you take me out to dinner, I'm not purposely going to order the most expensive meal on the menu. I'm going to try to get something that's not as expensive or not that much. Like, and if they be like, "Nah, go ahead, you good. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because I have morals and ethics. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of women, I can't say a lot of women. I know there's some women out there, they fucking trying to get everything as much as they can get off of a dude.
Right. And see, that's what I meant by Exhibit C. You know, my thing is, regardless if you already know I can do it or not, why would you even put it out there? You know,
right.
At least.
Because you're making yourself look like a money-hungry heifer. Money-hungry heifers don't get wifed up by serious cats like that.
Thank you. Exhibit C.
Now I have a story somebody I know told me. And it's similar to Lou's Exhibit B story. He said this girl he met on a social. He said this girl he met on an online dating site. He started talking to her. He was feeling her. They was chit chatting on the phone. So the girl called him one day and was like, "Yo, let's go to the movie." and they wanted to go to the Magic. Now, in New York, we have the Magic Johnson Theater, which is like the most expensive movie theater ever. You know what I'm saying? She wanted to go. She wanted to go to the Magic Johnson Theater. Right? And
right.
When it came to pay for them tickets, she's over there. She hummer stunting, and I was like, oh, she tried to get you. She hummer stunting, going through her purse like, hold on, I know I didn't leave my card. Wait a minute. And she going through her, fumbling through her purse, going through her purse when they go to pay for the tickets and shit. And then he's like, yo, oh, my God, I left my card in my other purse. He said he walked right the fuck out and left her in the theater. I was like, oh, wow. She tried to catch you, son. That was a complete waste of time.
And it wasn't even worth it.
Nah. He was like, you invited me out. He was like, you invited me out. Right.
You said you tried to cut us off. He said, you got an Exhibit D.
Exhibit D. I call this woman the sob story, bitch. Everybody knows the sob story.
Yes.
She'll come
yes.
around and say, damn, my baby father's stressing me out. Dag, my kid is flipping out of school. Damn, my man's getting on my nerves. My boss is getting all fucked up. My coworkers think this, that, and the other. My mom is stressing me out. Dag, this weed I bought is fucking shitty. Dang, I ain't had a drink in a minute. Damn, I ain't had some good dick in a while. Damn, I ain't eat nothing. You know, sob story. Always coming
yeah.
around bringing your me to bed. I don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah, I heard about those too. I heard about those types of chicks too. They always trying to, every time something go wrong.
Hey, excuse me.
They sound like Dino.
I don't want to make this one side seeming that we don't bash our women, but you got any exhibits about the male species?
Well, can't say I have too many cheap niggas or cheap motherfuckers. Because if, see, I'm the type, I don't mind going Dutch. You know what I mean? But if it's the first date, I'll offer. And you to turn me down. But I'll offer to let you know I'm not trying to use you for your money. You know what I mean? But yeah, I expect you to turn me down. Like, and if you don't, that'll be the last date. Especially if you invited me out. I don't mind paying for a date here and there. That's not a problem, you know. But the first date, and you're trying to make an impression, and you invited me out on the first date for us to get to know each other and stuff like that, I'll offer. But if you say, yeah, come up off that, oh, no, that'll be the last date. You know what I'm saying? But I never had somebody say, yeah, come up off that. I always had the guys like, nah, you good, you know what I mean? So I can't say cheap niggas. Damn, I can't really say I've had too many cheap nigga stories. Can't really say. Now, I've had the story where Valentine's Day come around. You know, this is when I wasn't that conscious, so I was over there like, oh, it was on Valentine's Day. I've had those stories where Valentine's Day come around and they didn't give me shit, and I felt some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
Or the ever-famous breakup before Valentine's Day comes around.
Never had that happen to me, but I heard about it.
All right, that's just some dumbass,
little boy shit. That's little boy shit. Or right before the birthday.
Exactly.
Or something. Or right before Christmas.
About versus Venus. Not Pluto. We ain't talking about no little planet.
You said Pluto.
We're talking about the big planet. You know, I'm saying the grown folks. Breaks up with somebody for Valentine's Day. Cheap
petty.
Cheap bitches.
Yeah, someone that try to come back in a picture because they know you got your tax returns or something, right?
Right. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. Yeah, it's some leech-ass dudes out there.
Yes.
You're right. Come around tax time. You're right. You know, girl, what you going to do with my studio time? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be a rapper, trying to be famous. Won't you invest in me? You know, yeah. We know motherfuckers like that exist. So we ain't even talking about them. We talking
right.
about lying there, grown and swimming. That's what we talking about. And yeah, I'm just taking the stance from Mars. Okay, and I'm gonna come back to the point and I'm gonna say it again. I think that women lie, no reason.
women a lot more than men do. I think it's a misconception that men a lot more than women. So I think the women a lot more than men.
I gotta disagree. That's the part where I do the disagreeing. But hey, we'll just agree to disagree.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. You listen. Hello?
I hear you faintly.
Why do you think that women have gotten so thirsty?
Why do I think women have gotten so thirsty?
For attention.
For attention?
Yes.
Because of, number one, the music we listen to. They objectify women. Number two, the society we live in objectifies women. The way, it's like they're a product of the environment. You know what I'm saying? So that's why social media has given women an outlet where they can be thirsting for attention. Like, they'll post up a regular picture, and if nobody likes it, they'll start thinking they ugly. Like, they need that. They need someone to click likes in order for them to feel like, oh, okay, yeah, okay, good, I still got it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They post for likes instead of posting what they like. Like I say, I post what I like instead of posting for likes. It's not about likes. I'll post, motherfuckers don't like it, I'll still keep that shit up. You know what I'm saying? People, they'll be like, damn, nobody liked it, and they'll take it down. Damn, nobody liked it. You know? I don't give a fuck if motherfuckers like it or not. I didn't post it to be validated by how many likes I can receive upon it, you know?
Yeah.
Some chicks, they post up a regular picture, and if nobody, like, two people like it, then they got to go extra hard and post up a booty shot or post up a cleavage, titties all out, or the mirror where they standing there with it half naked just to get the most likes, just so they can feel, you know, attractive or desirable, and that's just sad.
And that's what makes it thirst, so.
Yep, and social media plays a big, 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 big factor in why the thirst is so real.
Yeah, but you don't see a bunch of dudes out there posting dick pics. I mean, hell,
shit.
Yes, I don't,
shit.
And I hope I don't run into
any. I was about to say, shit. Shit.
I mean, like I said, I hope I don't run into any, knock on wood. I'm avoiding them motherfuckers.
Because I've had people that I'm on Instagram. They'll post up this fucking idiot. I have to unfollow his ass after that. Twice
yeah.
He did it. I'm over there scrolling through my timeline, minding my business, and I see a dick next to an iced out watch. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck? You heard that shit?
What you
say? You see a picture of a dick next to an iced out watch and shit. Hell.
Like,
corny, dude.
Yeah, so I'm like, yo, what you serious, dog? Like, you so what? See, and then I sit there and say, see, this is what they do, and then they want to call all women thoughts. If you're not looking for a thought or a hoe or whatever, why would you post a picture like that? Because you obviously trying to seek some attention from a chick, and you posting an iced out watch is trying to let the bitch know you got money or you get bread, right?
Yeah, true that.
You know what I'm saying?
What was the purpose in that?
And then you want to say, oh, bitches is hoes. Then why are you attracting hoes? Why do you carry yourself where you fucking want to attract hoes?
Right. Fuck out of here.
If you
want
to.
Hey.
Yeah,
hold
that shit
on,
is stupid.
Floor starting to light up. Hey, if y'all want to jump in a conversation, y'all press 1.
Yes. Somebody press 1, please.
Because I'm killing all the boredom. And what she say, I'm going to keep on saying it. Women full of shit. Y'all lie too much. Y'all can
fuck
out of
here. Fuck out of here. Then you need to stop attracting the wrong types of females, dude.
It ain't me. I'm just saying what it is. I'm from Mars. Shit. All right, we got one caller from the 516. I think that's California.
No, 516 is Long Island.
Long Island?
Yeah.
All right.
Long Island. Oh. Hey, sis, what's going on?
That's my sister. I got all my sisters in me.
Y'all balling out up here.
Hey, sister, what's your Facebook page? Do you have any news on there?
What'd you say?
What was that?
Oh, I said, hey, sister, what's your Facebook page name?
Oh, she's in our group. She's in the group that's Melanated Potty Conscious. That's my boo-boo, Diane.
Oh, Oh, what's happening?
I'm good. I'm just listening to y'all conversation. I'm bugging over here. All I gotta say, times really changed. They have really changed. And
yeah.
You know, you look at some of the people, like you were saying about how these chicks be putting pictures up and the booty shots and whatever. So, I mean, like, how do women, I don't want to call them bitches, I don't want to call them hoes, but how do women expect to get or attract a decent man when you got your ass out on Facebook, you know?
Or Instagram or whatever. Yeah.
I've never been on Instagram, you know, but it's just, it's crazy from what I see, you know, being posted. And what I wanted to know is when a dude see a booty shot, it was some chick, she had on, like a black bra, you know, black panties, and she got the stuff. What do you guys think when you see a sister like that? Just say if you even had a chance to meet her, how would you treat her? Would you treat her like the queen that she should be, or would you treat her like the booty shot that you saw on Facebook?
Yeah.
Honestly, okay, from that perspective, from an actual man's perspective, I'm going to say this. I think that some dudes look at those shots and they look at the ones on the reality TV. And I think the ones that are on reality TV are so unreachable to them, but the ones that are on Facebook, they can see a little bit more touchable. They can get a little bit, right, you know, a little bit more accessible. And they can expect that one-on-one contact. So I think that they encourage them to be a little bit more thirsty, you know, and show them shots. And I think that feeds the self-esteem the women are looking for.
Yeah.
And they got to outdo each other.
Right. But that's still, like, you know, to me it's like it's drawing the wrong type of attention. And then, you know, they may want to get an attitude when you call them a bitch hoe or even call them being thirsty.
Right.
It's, to me, it's a bit desperate, you know?
Right. Like, there's a girl who I was following on Instagram. I don't want to say her name, but she's pretty. She got a nice body, fat ass and all that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
In all her pictures, she got that pose, that booty shot pose. And then I noticed that she was on Facebook. I didn't add her or nothing, but I was reading her pages. And she was like, oh, I'm a businesswoman, and I can't stand when guys, when I'm trying to do business or talk business or go to a business meeting and guys want to talk to me and, you know, try to holler at me. But I'm saying to myself, so why you post pictures like that? What
exactly.
Are you
saying? Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you're a businesswoman, you shouldn't be having all these pictures with your booty shots. And, yeah, if I was a dude, yeah, I'd probably want to smack it too. Shit. You got a fat ass, you got big hips, you know? You got a fat ass, big hips, you pretty. You know what I'm saying? But if you're putting all your pictures is thirst pictures. You know what I'm saying? And then you want to sit there and say, oh, I can't stand when I'm trying to do business and guys want to, like, but boo-boo, that's how you're presenting yourself. You're presenting yourself as ass. You're not presenting yourself as business.
Expect.
You're not presenting yourself as a boss. You're presenting yourself as a piece of ass. All your pictures is, with the hand on the hip and the ass shot. And she got a pose she does in every picture with one foot tilted up, like every fucking picture. Now, if she was, like, I get it. She's hustling her outfits. She got an outfit. She got an online store, boutique, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But you could present yourself more, you know what I'm saying, professional.
Business-like, right.
Yeah. And then she wouldn't get mad when motherfuckers is trying to holler. But you're putting yourself out there as ass. And you got a son.
Mixed messages.
And you got a son. Like, what message are you giving to your son? You know what I'm saying? And
well, then that should tell you a little bit more about the woman, too. You sending mixed messages. Then you want to get mad when niggas hit you up like that. Then you are a bit confused yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? And I was following her.
We need more women to be role models.
Queens.
We do need more women to stand up and be the queens that we are. Because we have younger people out there on Facebook. Like, for example, some young chick, well, she was 17. She just posted something on Facebook and she was crying about how her stepdad punched her in the face and was, you know, arguing with her mother. And then she had brothers and sisters and then she had a small child. And what she was saying was that, you know, it's, which I could feel her pain as well as her reality. It's like, you know, you go all out for niggas and then, well, excuse me for using the word niggas, but it, pretty much you go all out for niggas just to find out when you need them, they don't go all out for you. So that should tell you something. Now, A, you need to change your people that you're hanging around, or B, stop going out for anybody. You know, you have a son.
Let the person be worthy.
You matter.
You go out for them.
You matter the most. But, right. you know, everybody wants to booty shine on the social media. And then you wonder why you see these. I just found out what is this, a fart?
C-H-O-T. A fart, yeah.
Some of the girls being whipped on Facebook with an extension cord. Are you serious?
The father posted it, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that kind of bugged me out. But then, you know what, on the other hand, I was like, you know what, better you tear that ass up than some older dude, pedophile, tear that ass up.
Right.
And then she's going to really be in trouble, you know. So, you know, I mean, I didn't really condone him beating her like that on Facebook, but I see it's more like a public humiliation. Don't do that, you know, because you talk to these kids. And some of us try to set an example for these young kids, but then when you go on here and see the booty shots, they think that that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. And these little girls are growing up too fast. They already sucking, 10 years old, 11 years old, sucking dick.
That's crazy.
I take it in the ass, I take it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's hurting my heart right there, because this is our generation that's coming up after us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's like for them, if they take it in the ass and suck dick, they, you know, they're cool, they're desired. But you're just being used and abused, boo. You know? All you're doing is letting these little young... Yeah, they learn it from either...
And they're not getting paid for it. There's people that get paid big money for that. I'm not promoting pornography, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
True story. But these people, like,
you know?
I was watching a documentary on people who do porn, and this one girl, I forgot her name, but she was saying everybody who does porn are twisted in the mind. They've been through shit. They're fucked up. They come from a dysfunctional childhood. They've either been sexually molested or raped or whatever. Like, they're twisted. I'm saying to myself, it makes sense, because if you respect yourself, you could. Well, I'm going by what they said. I'm going by what they said in the documentary, homie. Let me finish, though. Damn.
I don't see how a porn star can, you know, go through all these men, you know.
Yeah.
However many, and then go home and talk, well, I have a good, decent relationship and marriage. I don't get that.
Right.
That I don't get.
See, that's the illusion. That's part of the illusion. Once you find a comfortable place in life, that's where you stand to be at. And if that allows you to engage in any kind of freaky fantasies or whatever, then that's what you're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's comfort level is different from everybody else. But I think I said this like 25 minutes ago.
Did I say this? Yeah, you said cheap cookies, cheap bitches. Yeah, he did.
All the time.
You talking
about
them cheap bitches.
Right. Trying to tell you. You need to move back to this. Back in the 1960s, there was this underground movement, and it was called PIMP. And it was Power in My Pussy. And that's what we were telling
back then.
Yeah, Power in My Pussy. Because these women realized that that's what men want. You know,
it's true.
Once you realize that's what men want, you know, you realize that a part of the game. And then you start to work in your ways to where, you know, you kind of sift out the bullshit guys. You look for the ones that have some substance in them, and you work with them. And that's just how it goes. Now, excuse me if I just put the man code out there, I'm sorry about that. But it is what it is. You know.
But each one teach one. You know what I'm saying? How are we supposed to learn? Because there's a lot of women, like, all right, bam. There's a lot of women, right, that they grew up with that dysfunction that I was mentioning before, where they feel like they have to present themselves as a sex object in order to get male attention, right? Because they don't know any better. You know what I mean? But you putting out the man code or whatever, you're letting those listeners who probably – are kind of lost and, you know, not sure, and, you know, probably have daddy issues or been through shit. You know, they probably been through shit in their childhood when they were sexually abused or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Now, you're probably letting them know, like, hey, you know, if you really want to attract that right one for you, you don't have to put yourself out there like that.
Uh-huh.
Now, a lot of people, I noticed that there's a lot of folks, and this happens, it happens very, very much in the black community, and I'm a victim of it myself. There's a lot of younger black women who have been sexually assaulted or molested by a family member or a friend of the family, and when they went to tell when they went to tell the person who was supposed to protect them, they get, you know, rejected. Like, don't be lying or, you know.
Or they didn't believe them.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And these women grow up to be nymphos, and they fucking every time Dick and Harry. Or, you know, it's like they have this dysfunction because they don't know how they should be or how they should carry themselves. You know, they seem to think that their pussy is what's gonna get a man and keep a man. You know, and they're not learning from their mistakes. So they're going through all these different partners. You know, they're going through all these different partners, and they having men use and abuse them, run trains on them, and, you know, doing threesomes. And they not, now it's popular for everybody, you know, people that bisexual lifestyle with the women. You know what I mean? The bisexual lifestyle has run rampant in our melanated community amongst these girls. You know? And I'm not saying, hey, oh, what the fuck? Yo, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, to each his own. It's none of my business what you do with yourself. However, it's the image you're portraying, and this image that you're portraying is not, you know, helpful or healthy to our, you know, to the people that's looking up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
a lot of times I can't say that. I'm speaking from experience right now. I can't even say that a lot of times that women will really put themselves out there like that or portray themselves like that. Okay, I'm gonna share a true story with y'all.
Okay.
I used to work in a cookie factory, right?
Uh-huh.
So I know the guys used to get together and talk in the locker room because my husband was a former worker there as well. So, like, some of the dudes that really knew that I was cool and just, you know, wasn't like that, sometimes they would tell me little shit, but, you know, it was a guy thing. It was that guy code thing. You know, okay, I get it. So after work, this guy tried to holler at me and whatnot. You know, well, we can just take a ride and, you know, I smoke my weed, you drink a beer, whatever. We just gonna take a ride and chill. I'm like, yeah, all right. All right. Even though I really didn't believe him like that, so I parked my car by my aunt's house, and we went for a ride. So I said, okay, we just riding, we talking, and we chilling and whatnot. But still, I'm on my guard. You know, I never gave him the impression that I wanted him, liked him, none of that. So we riding and whatnot, and all of a sudden, we end up out on the highway. Then he was like, okay, I'm going to pull over in the bushes because I got a pig. I'm like, all right, but right next to the damn motel, the highway motel, okay? Got you. All right, now, you supposed to be going to the bushes to piss. You come back, get in the van, and then go get a parking space. I'm like, no, this motherfucker didn't. Really? Okay. Now, you expect me to go up this?
Manipulate the pussy.
Yeah, right. Wow. You know, I got my walking shoes on. I'm cool. So I go up there, and we chill. He all up in the shower and shit, swinging like a motherfucker. And I sat there. And cross my damn legs. I crossed my legs. Because first of all, yes, I did. Now, I was prepared to walk home if he was prepared to leave my ass. Bet. Got that. But you just not going to manipulate me to come up here and pay for a room. You ain't even asked me for my pussy. You just going to kick out money like that, then ask me for my shit. All right? So we went up there. And it was like a whole hour and a half that I sat there with my damn legs crossed. No, you feel like a fool. Why? Because you took advantage of the situation thinking that you got me in this position, so I have no other reason but to
sleep. Or choice, right.
No, it ain't going down like that. So now he's pissed, and the first thing he said, well, you're not going to tell your friends about this or nothing. No, I'm not going to tell nobody. I'm not that chick, you know? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, a couple of the dudes that I knew, I was like, well, you know, did y'all hear anything in the locker room? And so, like, when my girlfriend's, and he was like, oh, damn, Di, that was you, Di. I said, well, what happened? He was like, no, he didn't say nothing bad about it. And it was like, she was just scared. No, being scared didn't have anything to do with it. You don't get a woman in a position unless, you know, that to me, that was real grimy. But I believe that a real nigga would have left my ass on the highway. But like I said, I had my walking shoes on. It was all good, just in case shit, you know. But I just thought that was really grimy, the way he did things. But you don't even have to present yourself like you see a lot of girls out there. Men will just assume because you bought me a beer, we make the same amount of money. I can buy my own damn six-pack. I can buy a case, really, if I want to. If you want to impress me, you'd be bringing home some six-digit shits, you know. Don't try to impress me with the same amount of income that we're making. But that was really crazy, and I wanted to share that story. So it's not always how a woman presents herself, because I never gave anybody an indication that I wanted him, you know.
Right.
And
right.
for him to do that was just totally, it was totally messed up.
Can I tell you a story?
Yeah, of course.
And first of all, I want to say this about Florida. The only thing I want to say is that you're talking to a man who doesn't really understand.
Talk to the mic, boo. Talk to the mic, because I can't hear you.
For a long time, I never understood the concept of rape.
The concept of rape? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Never understood.
Okay.
Until I understand that it was about power.
Right.
You know, and some guys like to put women in positions where they can command all the power. You know, and I'm sorry again for that happened to you. Because I could never in a million years imagine how a guy could get off doing some shit like that. But, you know, it's true. There's a lot of sick ass guys that do that shit.
Foul ass motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm. And it could change your perception of what men to come.
Yeah, it definitely could.
Look at all.
I got caught up in a situation like that, too.
And
I really
you have to guard him. And you meet the nice guy, and the nice guy's like, well, what the fuck is wrong with
him? Right.
Mm-hmm. I got caught up in a situation like that, too, where they didn't want me to tell on the dude because he would have lost his job. At this point, I don't give a fuck about your job. But, it was somebody that I was going with and didn't want to be bothered with no more. And then you just wanted me to come in the van and talk. And practically, yeah, nigga, you raped me because I told you no. It was over. So, all our other coworkers didn't want me to tell, yeah, you're going to jail, number one.
Shit, I know that's right.
You're going to lose your job. So, like I said, all my friends, they were like, just let it go. Like, let it go. I said, all right, I'm going to let it go. I went and got the garbage can. In the parking lot and busted out his shit. So after that, I let it go. But niggas just don't take no for an answer. Just because I used to go with you and don't want to be bothered with you no more does not give you the right to force yourself on me. That is right.
Oh, I totally agree. But you know what? I want to dig a little bit deeper into the people that would tell you, forget about it. Like telling you your experience ain't worth it. Like telling you that his livelihood meant more than your experience. Because obviously he didn't care about it when he did. So, why would somebody look you in the face and tell you, hey, forget about it. Don't get the man in trouble. Fuck out of here.
That's the same thing like a kid coming to you and talking about, oh, Uncle Johnny just did this. I told y'all not to leave them kids around Uncle Johnny. Then, you don't want to see Uncle Johnny go to jail, but you just damaged this kid. And now you just left an impression on this kid's mind that that's the way it's supposed to be. When it happened, especially in the family, don't say nothing. That's crazy. That's real crazy.
Yeah, it is. So let me ask you something. Your relationship with people that came with you, that came to you, actually, and told you to kind of forget it. Did that make you look at them differently?
The only reason I believe they said forget it is because who's going to believe you when they know that you used to go with the guy? And now you're sitting in the van with them talking, and that's what happened. But, when I got out, I look crazy, I look crazy. My clothes all fucked up. But then I looked at them, it's like, yeah, how can y'all say that? And you know what? Back in those days, too, the cops looked at you the same way. Because even if you went to the station to, file a report, just say, if I went with a cop or if I went to go file a report, the first thing you want
to
know is, did
what's
you have a relationship with him?
Right.
What the hell I got to do with it? So I would look at it the same way. They feel like you had a connection with this man, and it's not the first time that you had sex with him. Maybe it's the first time he forced himself upon you. But they're looking at it, sex is sex.
Right.
Okay.
And that consensual thing, I guess once you went with a person, it doesn't matter. It's like it's out the window. Just like, okay, now if I met him on the first date and you just jumped my shit, okay, that's supposed to be different. But if you was in a relationship with him and he forced himself upon you, they really are not going to believe you or don't expect for you to say anything because you have been in a relationship with this person.
Right.
And I think that's totally misconstrued and just totally, you know, blindsided.
Right.
Let me ask you this quick question. Has that changed your perception of how many?
I didn't hear that, huh? I'm sorry.
What I said was, has that changed your perception of how men are? You can mess yourself around?
No, it didn't. No, not about all men, because I met my husband and he was very decent. I mean, there were situations where we had, you know, went out as a group and I got drunk and they all made sure I got home. Nobody ever touched me. Nobody ever approached me, you know, and no, it's just that type of grimy ass man who feels like they can't take no for an answer because it feels like it's a blow to their ego. Like, nobody ever says no to me. Like, well, who the fuck is
right?
You know, that you can't be said no. So it's the ego of that man. Now, there's a whole lot of decent men. There's a whole lot of men, you know, who tried me. And once I said, nah, I'm not going there. You married. What do I look like? After that, they had my utmost respect. And I had theirs. And it was just a platonic, you know, work-friendly relationship. But like I said, you got those grimy ones that just go on the locker room and put marks on the wall and cross it out, and they all get in there and talk about which one had who.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. That's all it's about. It's like a conquest to them. Like, you know, notches on their belt or whatever.
Yep.
So they know which ones they can gang bang, and they know which ones they can't. And a
right.
lot of times the ones that they can't, they end up respecting, you know. And to my surprise, it was a lot of older women who, you know, just got dogged out by these guys that they've been working with for years. That's crazy.
Cool. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mary, I was going to ask her, we're actually going to have a show on Rape Survivor on next Wednesday. Wanted to get off, they have to come in and share a little bit of that story. And make a pick. You'd love to come on.
I can't hear you.
Oh, I said,
yeah, he's going in and out.
Next Wednesday, I'm doing a plug for next Wednesday show. I said, next Wednesday, we're going to do a show on rape survivors.
Right, rape survivors?
Yeah, on the 21st, next Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm asking if she can come to our life page so I can make sure I get information so we can see if she can see our story.
Okay,
sure.
Diane, you gonna come on the show and talk about you know, your experience as a rape survivor.
Mm-hmm. I'm a survivor all the way around, yeah.
His I know that
survived, but I did.
Good.
I
know that.
Love that. I'm sure we have some more stories on this. It's going to, everything's going to be a novel.
Good.
Right.
And this is Wednesday?
Yes, yeah, this coming Wednesday.
Okay.
All right, guys. All right, I enjoyed the conversation, and it was nice meeting you all.
Right on.
Yay, sis.
All right, sis. I'll be hearing from you later.
You already know it.
All right, one love, y'all.
All right, baby.
One love, sister. Take care.
Thank
Peace,
you for
y'all.
Calling, baby.
All right.
Thank you for calling, baby. I appreciate you.
All right. You know how it is.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
All right, sis. Later.
Later.
Y'all.
But yeah, she's very strong for going through that. I know it made her stronger.
No doubt.
That's crazy that there's guys out there that think it's okay to treat women like that.
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. Well, you know what? We got 5 more minutes left on the Nasty Show. So you know we can't curse on that. Well, you know. Fuck this shit, hell, fuck.
Yeah, fuck that shit, fuck that shit, fuck that shit. Just having fun.
You know,
okay, cool.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, you know what? Once again, It's a TAPI network. You know, we're always on. We keep 100% real.
Yes. But
most of the time, you catch us on Saturday night. We definitely full of something.
Yes.
You know.
And I still stand. Who, Lou?
Hey, love, peace, and blessings to one and all. Y'all be good out there.
Definitely. And nice meeting you, Lou.
Yeah, I'm going to try to have him back in the studio a little bit more.
Oh, okay. Okay, okay.
Got to keep the bar stacked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? All right, you know what? Over the morning for the night. Okay, do you want to take us out of here?
You want me?
Yeah, take us out of here. You know, go ahead and call it up for us.
All right, all
well,
right.
Hold on, let me add my piece first. Then I'm going to take us out of here. Okay?
All right, cool.
Women are full of the shit. Women are full of the shit. Let me get some background. Women
are you done?
Shit.
Are you done?
Women are full of the shit. Women are full of the shit. Women are
oh, we going to go with the banging on the table?
Women
we going to do the fucking lunch and shit? Anyway. So, yeah, like, let me jump in on this. Fuck what he said. He just attracted the wrong type of bitches, okay? All right? Because if you was attracting the right type of chicks, you wouldn't have this opinion of women being full of shit. Okay? Okay? Just because you ran up on the wrong type of chicks and you probably was putting yourself out there like you was a baller, so bitches was trying to use you for your bread.
You know me better than that, but hey, come on, short. I don't even flow like that, so I ain't trying to put that category.
Whatever. Anyway, so yeah, this is the TAPI Network. TAPI stands for the Township Alliance of Progressive Intellectuals. Check us out every Saturday at 11, or is it 11:30? It time switches up, but between 11 and 11:30, you should catch us doing a freaking show where we can say whatever the fuck we want. Oh, okay.
And we say loud and proudly most of the time. We still the fuck out of lips or something. So.
You're not loud right now, though, because your mic. You need a new mic, boo. Maybe I'm going to have to go on Craigslist and see if I can find you a new mic or something, baby. Damn.
I know, right. Well, anyway. You know what? Send that shit. Ship that shit. Stop bullshit.
Okay.
That's probably cold next Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in to the TAPI Network. You know,
yes. Hit the like page on Facebook. The like page on Facebook as well. It's facebook.com/TheTAPI Network. No, the / Township Alliance of Progressive Intellectuals, which comes up with the acronym of TAPI. TAPI. Yes.
TAPI. All right.
Happy about the TAPI, baby. We happy about the TAPI. I have a cold, so I sound a little horrible right now, but it's okay. You know, I'm still able to speak, and I was still able to be heard because I don't have a jacked-up mic on the other side. Oops, my bad. Shots fired. Oops.
Okay, Shade, that's okay.
Shots
okay,
fired.
Don't make me mute your mic.
No. Don't be mad. We would like to thank everybody that called in. See, you're talking, and I can't even hear you, and I'm talking over you. So I'm going to try to reiterate.
Every Saturday, we do this uncensored.
Yes, uncensored. Every Saturday, TAPI Network. Like the page. Get it in. Yeah. And with much love to the callers and my boo-boo Diane. Thank you, girl. And I didn't know you. And I didn't know you went through all that. Oh, my God. I wish I was right there. I'll give you a hug.
Now, for me, the Soul's number 8, my man, too. And take us out, Q.
Yes. Good night, everyone. Thank you for everyone that called in, and thank you for everyone that listened in. Thank you. TAPI Network. Out.